Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, thanks so much for joining me today on Vibe Podcast. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. This show is sponsored by Naturals To Go. We're continuing our conversation around military veterans becoming owner operators with Naturals To Go. And today my guest is Deshaun Stansberry. And Deshaun recently retired from the military. So we're going to get his idea of what it looks like working with Naturals To Go. Deshaun, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Linda. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really love hearing stories, especially stories from military veterans that have come out of the service and they're looking to build something. So Deshaun, before we get started on your journey with Naturals To Go so far, tell me a little bit about what branch of service you were in and maybe what some of your responsibilities were when you were in the service.
So I was in the Marine Corps for a little over 20 years. When I retired, I was a company first sergeant. So I had a company of a little over about 300 Marines that reported to me. And in the civilian side, I say I was a glorified HR business partner, but there were a lot more things that kind of intertwined with that, with the operational side and things like that. So that's, you know, for the most part, for the last 3 or 4 years is what I did in the Marine Corps. Been all over the world, seen a lot of places, some sandy places. So, you know, just the normal military 20-year career.
A 20-year career. And you just recently retired, is that right?
Yes, I retired October of last year here in Southern California. I know you can't see it outside, but it's nice and beautiful.
That's a really nice place to retire, Deshaun.
It is. It really is. It really is. It was twisting my arm. I didn't want to stay. No.
Didn't have to twist too hard, I'm sure.
Not at all.
Yeah. So since you have retired, what are you doing now?
So I'm an HR analyst with a company here in California. I oversee all of their HR systems, and that's for a little over 2,000 employees globally. So everything, time and attendance, payroll, it all those systems are under my purview.
So you're still tapping into some of those skills that you had to acquire when you were in the service, right?
Yes, a lot of skills that, you know, that those over those 20 years are, they can't be shook. Like they're deep embedded with me. You know, like I said, doing this, I would say while I was active duty, I did the same thing, just the different systems, but it still plays a part into what I'm doing today. You know, being in the military, you learn how to be, you know, reliable and dependable and those things that everyone needs. And, you know, that's kind of helping me go into the direction that I'm going in now with, you know, starting a business, because having something that's yours, you know, you're dependent on yourself. You know, for vending machines, the people rely on you to fill them, you know, they expect, you know, your products to be great. And as a military member, you know, the U.S. expected me to be great. They expected me to, you know, be in those sandy places when, you know, whenever the call was being called. So yeah,
but still performing at the top level, right? No matter where you were.
Exactly. No matter where you are, the best is what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what was it that attracted you to Naturals to Go? And why did you decide that you wanted to seek out an entrepreneurial opportunity?
So for me, the first step was why I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just wanted something of my own, something for my family. You know, now there's a catchphrase that gets thrown around, generational wealth, you know, and what I didn't have, I want my kids to definitely have, and their children, and just to have something. But why Naturals to Go? The reason I chose them is I had been looking into vending machines. I tell my friends that one day I went to my daughter's high school and walking around the campus, and I saw some vending machines and they were empty. And I was like, man, someone is not making money right now. I'm like, how is a high school that has thousands of kids available to them and they don't have stock? And I just did a little research and, you know, purchasing some vending machines. And I was like, you know, I think that'd be my next step. And that was prior to me actually retiring. And I think 6 months later, I looked at Sam's Club. They had some vending machines. I had looked on Facebook, some used ones. And the ones that I looked at on Sam's Club, they were, you know, combo machines. But it was something about them. I was like, they just look generic, old school, you know. And so I kept them in my cart. And they probably sat in my cart for over a year. And I was talking to a mutual friend of mine, and they were telling me about Naturals to Go. And I was like, oh, you know, send me, you know, we were just talking about, you know, they were about to retire. And I was like, oh man, vending machines. I've been thinking about that. And so I was like, send me some literature. Let me read up on it. And as soon as I started reading and went to the website, I was like, this is it. this is it. Best technology, you know, the NIACS, the just everything about it, the clean look. And it's just, I don't want to say it's flashy, but it just looks nice. Like the machine, you walk up to it and it's just like, it's crystal clear. You can see everything, got LED lights. And, you know, that's just the small portion. And then, you know, just reading more into it, you know, the help with locating. I was like, oh, that's the foot in the door right there. Someone that's going to help me find a place to put these machines. Like I've done recruiting before, I've done sales, and getting your foot in the door is the hardest portion. Knowing what to say is the difficult part. And so I was like, oh, they're going to do that for me, or they're going to show me the way. And I was like, this is the company I want to go with. like that alone. And then, you know, the mentorship and all of the other, you know, building a website for me and business cards and all of these other things. And then training, showing me how to fill the machines, you know, what's best practice, and not just, oh, this is the company and someone that doesn't own. There have been so many people that I've talked to in the company that own machines. And like, I don't want to throw everybody's name out there, but it's to me, it's like, okay, they're showing me what they're doing and what I could do. You know, I had a call earlier with my mentor, and he was telling me, he was like, oh, this is what I would do. You know, again, this is my business, but this is what I would do. And I was like, okay. He was like, just look at this. And he just gave me, again, giving me examples and, you know, again, showing me the groundwork. Now, if I wasn't going with Naturals to Go, and I was doing this on my own, I would be on my own. I wouldn't have these tools in my back pocket that would be guiding me along the way and making sure that I'm successful, you know? So that, again, I know there's a long way around it, but that's what kind of sold me. And then now I'm further along in the story. It's like, I haven't had a drawback yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned training. So when you went to training, Deshaun, you've done a lot of training with the military. You've worked with a lot of people, and you understand how to roll out something and how important that infrastructure is to making something successful. So tell me a little bit about your experience when you did go to training.
When we went to training, again, I was told, you know, this is what it is, gave me a syllabus. Okay, this is what we're going to do. So for me, it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the time hacks. And no, I'm sorry, the timeline of what's going to happen. And so when I got there, everything was just on time. And then I guess the one thing that I do will say that I love the most is it wasn't force fed. It was, you have questions, don't worry, we're going to answer the questions. Or, okay, that's a great question, let's go there. Because everyone that was there, for the most part with me, had never ran a business before. And so now everyone has different questions, and they're being able to ask these questions that I didn't even think about. And I was like, oh man, that's, how do you do that? Or, oh man, I didn't think about putting that in the machine. So it's like, I think that part of it by itself, of having other people there to experience it with you, helped out a lot. Just different point of views. You know, you have people from Texas, have people from New York, and you have people from just the middle of the, you know, Chicago, and me from California. These things play a different role in, you know, how you run your business. You know, there's different taxes, bottle fees, and just all these things that, again, if I go back to, you know, a year and a half ago when I was thinking about it, these aren't things that I would have been thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, even prior to going to training, I had homework. And it was like, oh, make sure you register with the state for this. Make sure you get your tax exemptions for this. Make sure you do this. And it's just like, again, all of these steps that were set up for me before I even, you know, they're ensuring before when I get my machines that everything is already in place. Mm-hmm. Like everything is already taken care of. And that to me is important. And that kind of goes back to being in the military. You know, day one is usually boot camp, and they're giving you all of this, all these tools and this knowledge about everything. And then eventually it all comes together. And it's like, oh, I did that. You don't realize you did it because it's going so fast and you're doing so much, but you're learning and you're taking all this knowledge in. And then as you retain it, and you know, as time goes on, like I went through a training on Monday, and you know, one of the trainers that, you know, she was talking about NIACS, and she was saying, oh, you know, she knew exactly what she had in her machines, and she had 20 machines. And I'm like, how do I, you know, to me, it's like, okay, she's done this a few times, you know, she knows. And it's just funny because even at the training that we went through in New York, she did the same training, but it was it just amazed me. And I was entranced because I'm just listening and trying to take everything in. And it's, no one is being left behind. Mm-hmm. Everyone is being given the opportunity to ask questions, get those questions answered, and giving the best quality answer for that individual. Because it's not saying you have to do this. It's like, this is the best practice. This is what I'm doing in my machines because I own machines. This is what works for me. You can use this, you can do your own way, but this is what I recommend. And I think that part of the training that we went through, that part is, you know, you can't get better than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when you left training, did you feel more set up for success, or did you feel, you probably felt a bit overwhelmed after leaving training, but have you been able to digest some of it since you've been back?
So I think overwhelm is a great word because, again, you don't know until you get there what to expect. You know, even though, you know, you have the timeline of what we're going to do, but in this case, you know, when they opened up those machines and started saying, oh, this is what this part is, you know, open your books up. And, you know, and for me as an operator, owner operator, you know, this is great for me because if something does go wrong, like, okay, I can revert back to this, or I don't have to remember everything. All I have to remember is where I got the information from, or I can reach out to my coach, or I can reach out to the help desk, or, you know, they're giving me all of these tools to use if something does go wrong, you know. And, you know, because we have the top-notch machines, it's like, okay, which machines do I pick from? And they're giving you something like, okay, you can get this one, it does this. You can get this one, it does this. You know, you have these options, you know, and they're making sure. So it was so much information. It was just like, okay, when I came back, it was just like, okay, digest. And then it's like, okay, now let's get the ball rolling, because now I got all of these tools, you know, making price lists and mapping and doing all these things that I learned, because it's the ball isn't going to stop. And again, this is my business. If I stop rolling, then yes, of course the business, but they want me to do better. And you know, you have somebody in your corner, which is the best.
Absolutely. And so since you've been back, have you connected with your account manager? I think it's Kendall. Is that your account manager?
Yep, Jim. We've had 3 calls. Like I said, we had one today, had one week before last, and then we have one the week after next. So yeah, it's, again, staying in touch. Yeah. And it's not like me asking, like, hey, can we? No, you're like, hey, we're going to set up a call with 1-on-1. And then next week, we're going to do a team call. So it's like, it's just, yeah, moving the ball along, which I appreciate, because, you know, sometimes we have so many other things going on. You know, like yesterday, for instance, again, I had homework. Mm-hmm. And Jim wanted me to do a few things, which again, I did. And because it's for my business, like, why wouldn't I do it? But they're making sure, and he's making sure that I'm staying on track, doing what I need to do. If I have any questions, he's answering them. Okay, I'll use her name, Gretchen. Gretchen is great. All praise to Gretchen. But the training that she does is like phenomenal. Teaching about that machine is just, yeah. And I was lucky because I had Gretchen and Jim for the whole week. And so, like, the knowledge that they were just imposing on us, it was just, yeah. So, yes, I've definitely touched base with Jim. I've sat in Gretchen's class twice now, and it's...
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. So, you know, you talked a little bit earlier about building generational wealth. So when you look at your business now, Deshaun, what does it look like in the future for you? Do you have a vision for that?
Yeah. So for me, I started with 5 machines. At first, I wanted to do 10. And I was like, oh, maybe I should do 5. I kind of went back and forth. Or no, originally, I think I said 4. And then I was like, 5 is more roundabout. That way I can do 5 more and it'd be 10 and stuff like that. But the way I plan on doing for our business is, once it's up and running, and my plan is to put the money right back in and reinvest. That is the first year or so, is reinvest the money and get to 10. And then depending on what that revenue looks like at 10, or if it can go to 15, is to retire my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm already retired. Like, retire her, and then possibly have her do the admin portion of the business, and then keep it growing until maybe I can retire myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just grow from there. The good thing about being an entrepreneur and owning your own business is you make your own schedules. You know, you can, it's you. So you can set your own timeline. I have a 15-year plan to be totally retired in 15 years. So that means paid off house, paid off everything off. And so that's my goal, is to get there. And then, like I said, if my kids want to go into the business, they will have that opportunity. And go from there, and they can continue to grow it and You know, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was like, man, at some point, when you look at these big corporations that have grown out of nothing, out of garages and everything, they started small, and it just eventually grew and bloomed into something. And what it bloomed into was just based on the foundation that was set up front. So I'm trying to make sure that the foundation is set and strong enough so that everyone that is part of the business can grow from and, you know, make it bigger than it is today.
Yeah, I love that vision for you and your family, Deshaun. And how old are your children?
My oldest is 21, then I have 16 and a 12-year-old.
Okay. Well, they are all at a great age that you can tap into that labor.
Yes, especially the 16-year-old.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is such a great family business because it's simple. Sure. It's a very simple business model. So we see a lot of families really leaning into building that business. And from what you're talking about, it sounds like that'll work really well for you and your family.
Right. Yes. And that's what I look, that's, you know, as I'm doing things, and I told my wife, I was like, you know, cause she's a teacher. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, because she couldn't go to the October class, then maybe she can go over the summer and, you know, go through the same things that I went through. While it's good to see it as we're moving along, there was another person that went through the class with me. Her husband was the main person that ran the business, and she came through the class with me, and she was like, now I understand why he does it like this. So she, and it made me think like, okay, well, maybe I'm going to definitely do the same thing. Cause you know,
Absolutely. Definitely do the same
thing. Like having another person say it, it makes sometimes a difference.
Yeah. And it's great knowing that you've got a team. You know, we always consider this being more of a family atmosphere, and having other people other than just your coach that you can call them and say, hey, what are you doing about this? It really makes it great to have a lot of resources, doesn't it?
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I think it was a week after we came back from training, we had a team meeting. So I was on the white team, and all of the white team got together, and, you know, everyone's, you know, throwing out ideas. And there were a couple of gentlemen that had mentioned like what they were going to do. And I was just like, man, this, I love hearing it, because in your world, you only think about what you got and what you can think of. When you hear other people say, oh, this, and you're like, oh, how are you planning on doing that? And like, oh, you know, one of the gentlemen was talking about with the conveyor belts, putting two items together and doing, I was like, I wouldn't have thought about that. And like, that makes sense. Like making a combo, making a meal out of something, because you have that opportunity. Like it is your machine. If it works, it works. That's great. If it doesn't, then try something else and keep on moving. But it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. And those kind of creative ideas can make a difference at the location, no matter, depending on the location, but that they may really get into that, knowing that you've got a combo put together. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes. Made me start thinking. I'm like, I could put cereal and milk together at the school. The sky's the limit. And that's one of the things, because when you think of traditional vending, you just think of candy, chips, and drinks.
Yep.
With these machines, you can do so much more. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a limitation. And then if you need frozen, there's frozen vending machine too. So, but for these, you know, right out of the box machines, like sky is the limit, you know? And that's, I think that also opened my eyes at the training, because going in, I was just thinking straight vending machines. Like this is what you put in vending machines. And then we get there, and Paul is, again, I call him the math scientist, because sometimes I can't remember his name, but I'm like the math scientist. You know, the godfather of vending. I have a whole bunch of titles for him. But, you know, you know, the coffee machine, you know, there are so many different aspects that Naturals provides that you can, you know, pick and choose from. It's like, okay, again, there's it's not just a one-stop shop. There's you have a multitude of things to choose from.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great points there, Tashawn. We're coming down to the end of our time, but if someone is listening, what kind of advice would you give for them, or what would you tell them about your journey with Naturals to Go so far?
So the advice I would do and would give is do your research first. Talk to other people that's in the business. I talked to a lot of people. The company provided a list of people, and I called on list and I called off list individuals, and they gave me their true opinions. So I would definitely do that. But do your research. So I think that's the biggest thing, is do your research. And then Naturals has been a great company so far. Like, I have no drawback. And like I said, the family, and then, you know, military folks, we love family. We love being a brotherhood, sisterhood. And, you know, I talk to my fellow Marines, my retired Marines every day. Like, as we're sitting here, I'm getting text messages. And, you know, with this time of year, Veterans Day, Marine Corps birthday, November 10th, you know, another family-oriented thing, business is Naturals. You know, for me, going from the military and now transitioning into owning my own business with Naturals to Go, it's been a great transition. I haven't felt anything lackluster at all. It's been perfect.
Very good to hear that. Tashawn, I have one final question for you, and this is a very serious question.
Okay.
Do you still have those machines in your shopping cart at Sam's?
No. No. As soon as I started talking to Gary, who's my sales consultant, I removed them that day. Now I have a cart of product.
Okay.
So now everything that's on my list, I have it in my I have a very good shopping list now. So that's what I got. That's what I got. So no
that
more
is
machines.
Good to hear. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story. I know others will certainly benefit from that. I look forward to hearing success stories around you, because I know they're going to happen. And again, I appreciate you taking some time to spend with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time, Linda. I really do.
Absolutely. Yep, definitely. So folks, again, I appreciate you spending some time with us today. I hope you were taking some notes, because Tashawn certainly gave some nuggets out there, and you will be glad that you did. So thanks again for joining me, and let's go out and live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.